Hello and welcome to this dialogue of John Bonn and Master Parson by Luke Shepherd. This is a printed satire on the nature of the host, a direct attack on Catholic practices by an evangelical writer in 1548. It is the reign of Edward VI, and this is the direction the winds of the English Reformation are blowing in. A lot of the dialogues we have been reading have a similar ideology, but I think this is the closest we've come to a fully realised character piece. Though didactic, it has two characters who have a life, and it would function as a short performable sketch. We don't do full spoilers episodes of dialogues like these, because they're tangential to our primary mission. But there is an exploring session available with myself and Liza Graham, and it is worth a listen. Links in the show description. As mentioned, this is a satirical attack on the Catholic confession by an evangelical Protestant. We present this for context and historical purposes, having no skin in this game, because we think it's all bobbins anyway. Enjoy. John Bonn and Master Parson by Luke Shepherd. With Liza Graham as Master Parson, Robert Crichton as John Bonn, and Emily C. A. Snyder as the prologue.
Alas, poor fools, so sore ye be laid. No marvel it is, though your shoulders ache, for ye bear a great god which ye yourselves made. Make of it what ye will, it is a wafer cake. And between two irons printed it is, and bake, and look where idolatry is. Christ will not be there. Wherefore, lay down your burden, an idol ye do bear. Alas, poor fools.
What? John Bonn? Good morrow to thee.
Now, good morrow, Master Parson, so mote I thee.
What meanest thou, John, to be at work so soon?
The sooner I begin, the sooner I have done. For I tend to work no longer than noon.
Marry, John, for that God's blessing on thy heart. For surely some there be will go to plough and cart and set naught by this holy Corpus Christi even.
They are the more to blame, I swear, by St. Stephen. But tell me, Master Parson, one thing and you can. What saint is Copsy Kirsty? A man or a woman?
Why, John, knowest not that? I tell thee it was a man. It is Christ, his own self, and tomorrow is his day. We bear him in procession, and thereby know it ye may.
I know, Master Parson. Nah, by my fay, but me think it is a mad thing that ye say. That it should be a man? How can it come to pass? Because ye may bear him within so small a glass.
Why, neighbour John, and art thou now there? Now may I perceive ye love this new gear.
Oh, gods forbode, master, that I should be of that fashion. I question why your marship, in way of communication, a plain man ye may see will speak as cometh to mind. Ye must hold us excused, for low men be but blind. I am an old fellow of 50 winter and more, and yet in all my life I knew not this before.
No, indeed? Why sayest thou so? Upon thyself thou liest. Thou hast ever known the sacrament to be the body of Christ.
Yea, sir, ye say true. All that I know indeed. Yet, as I remember, it is not in my creed. But as for Cropsy Kirsty, to be a man or no, I knew not till this day by the way my soul shall do.
Why, foolish fellow, I tell thee it is so, for it was so determined by the church long ago. It is both the sacrament and very Christ himself.
No house, please, Master Parson, didn't make ye Christ an elf, and the maddest made man that everybody saw.
What? Peace, madman, thou speakest like a daw. It is not possible his manhood for to see.
Why, sir, ye tell me it is even very he, and if it be not his manhood, his godhead it must be.
I tell thee none of both. What meanest thou? Art thou mad?
No, neither mad nor drunk, but to learn I am glad. But to displease your mastership I should be very loath. Ye grant me here plainly that it is none of both. Then is it but a cake? But I pray ye be not wroth.
Wroth, quoth I by the mass. Thou makest me swear an oath. I had liever with a doctor of divinity to reason than with a stubble cur that eateth beans and peasen.
I cry ye mercy, Master Parson, patience for a season. In all this complication is neither felony nor treason.
No, by the mass, but hearest thou, it is plain heresy.
I'm glad it chanced so, there was not witness by, and if there had, I cared not, for ye spake as ill as I. I speak, but as I heard you say, I wot not what ye thought. Ye said it was not God nor man, and made it worse than naught.
I meant not so. Thou tookest me wrong.
Aye, sir, ye sing another song. I dare not reason with you long. I see well now ye have an act to say a thing and then go back.
No, John, I was but a little overseen. But thou meantest not good faith, I ween, in all this talk that was us between.
Aye, no, trow, it shannot so been that John Bond shall an heretic be called, then might ye say him so foul befalled.
But now, if thou wilt, mark me well. From beginning to ending, I will thee tell of the godly service that shall be tomorrow, that or I have done, no doubt thou wilt sorrow to hear that such things should be foredone. And yet in many places they have begun to take away the old and set up new. Believe me, John, this tale is true.
Go to, Master Parson, say on, and well to thrive. Ye be the jolliest gemman that ever saw in my life.
We shall first have matins. Is it not a godly hearing?
Fie, yes, methink 'tis a shameful gay cheering. For oftentimes on my prayers when I take no great keep. Ye sing so errantly well, ye make me fall asleep.
Then have we procession, and Christ about we bear.
That is a poison holy thing, for God himself is there.
Then come we in, and ready us dress, full solemnly to go to mess.
Is not here a mischievous thing? The mass is vengeance holy for all they're saying.
Then say we confiteor, and miseriatur.
Jesus God, 'tis abominable matter.
And then we stand up to the altar.
This gear is as good as Our Lady's Psalter.
And so goes forth with the other deal till we have read the epistle and the gospel.
That is good, Master Parson, I know right well.
Is that good? Why, what sayest thou to the other?
Marry, horrible good I say, none other.
So is all the mass, I dare avow this, as good in every point as epistle or gospel is.
The foul evil it is. Who would think so much? In faith, I ever thought that it had been no such.
Then have we the canon, that is holiest.
A spiteful gay thing of all that ever I wist.
Then have we the memento, even before the sacring.
You are murrenly well learned, I see by your reckoning, that ye will not forget such an elvish thing.
And after that, we consecrate very God and man, and turn the bread to flesh with five words we can.
The devil ye do, I trow. Oh, there is pestilence business. Ye are much bound to God for such a spittle holiness. A gallows gate gift with five words alone to make both God and man, and yet we see none. Ye talk so unreasonably well, it maketh my heart yearn. As old a fellow as I am, I see well I may learn.
Yea, John, and then with words holy and good, even by and by we turn the wine to blood.
Lo, will ye say lo? Who would have thought it, that ye could so soon from wine to blood have brought it? And yet, except your mouth be better tasted than mine, I cannot feel it other but that it should be wine. and yet I won't ne'er cause there may be why, perchance, ye heard drunk blood oftener than ever did I?
Truly, John, it is blood. Though it be wine in taste, as soon as the word is spoke, the wine is gone and past.
Sessions on it for me, my wits are me benumb. I cannot study where the wine should become.
Study, quotha? Beware, and let such matter go. To meddle much with this may bring you soon to woe.
Yea, but Master Parson, I think it were right that if I desired you to make my black ox white, and you say, it is done, and still is black in sight, ye might me deem a fool for to believe so light.
I marvel much ye will reason so far. I fear if ye use it, it will ye mar.
No, no, sir, I trust of that I will beware. I pray you, with your mar, again, forth to fare.
And then we go forth and Christ's body receive, even the very same that Mary did conceive.
The devil it is, ye have a great grace to eat God and man in so short a space.
And so we make an end, as it lieth in an order. But now the blessed mass is hated in every border, and railed on and reviled with words most blasphemous. But I trust it will be better with the help of catechismus. For though it came forth but even that other day, yet hath it turned many to their old way. And where they hated mass and had it in disdain, there have they mass and matins in Latin tongue again. Yea, even in London self, John, I tell thee truth, they be full glad and merry to hear of this, God knoweth.
By my truth, Master Parson, I like full well your talk. But mass me no more massings. The right way will I walk, for though I have no learning, yet I know cheese from chalk, and I can perceive your juggling as crafty as you walk. But leave your devilish mass and the communion till you take, and then will Christ be with you, even for his promise sake.
Why? Art thou such a one, and kept it so close? Well, all is not gold that hath a fair gloss, but farewell, John Bond. God bring thee in better mind.
Oh, I thank you, sir, for that you seem very kind. But pray not so for me, for I am well enough.
Whistle boy, pray forth. God's speed is in the plough. Ha, round on. Forth that horse and crab. Recommon mine, garland, with height, black cab. There again, bold before. Eat, right, loop. Cheerly, boy, come with that. Homeward we may go.
Alas, poor fools. So sore ye be laid. No marvel it is, though your shoulders ache, for ye bear a great God, which ye yourselves made. Make of it what ye will, it is a wafer cake, and between two irons printed it is, and bake, and look where idolatry is. Christ will not be there. Wherefore, lay down your burden, an idol ye do bear. Alas, poor fools.
In John Bonn and Master Parson by Luke Shepherd, Liza Graham played Master Parson, Robert Crichton, John Bonn, and Emily C.A. Snyder, the prologue / epilogue. The dialogue was recorded on location in London and mixed and produced by Robert Crichton for the Beyond podcast. If you've enjoyed this production, consider throwing a little donation at us on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Or if you'd like to support us long-term, then become a patron at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Links in the show description. Goodbye.
No backsies.
When you hear the sound of heresy, turn the page.